invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the squire. A year ago, when Luigi Basto left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basto in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you write I should tell you more about this big city, Chicago. Well, first of all, Chicago is called the Windy City. It's hard for me to describe how windy it is. But yesterday, I'm reading the newspaper that on a Michigan Avenue, a 500-pound safe was blown open. Mamma mia, must have been a summer wind. I'm not to know exactly how many millions of people is in this great city. But same newspaper is say, in Chicago, is a baby born every minute. Mamma mia, that's a funny way of telling time. Chicago streets, they're very busy, Mamma mia, full of street cars, buses, and taxis. Also, they got the, what is it called? The subway. This is a bigger hole in the ground. That's to where the people can arrive and also hide themselves from the street cars, the buses, and the taxis. It's a true, Chicago is a wonderful city. But you know, sometimes I'm feel lonesome for you. And our little town, Castellamare. It's more than a year that I'm not to see you, Mamma Mia. And Aunt Margarita and Uncle Pietro, and here's a goat. How is it a goat, Mamma Mia? Still married? It is got nothing to do, tell him to write the mail letter. I mean, Uncle Pietro. Also, Mamma Mia, I'm a miss very much your wonderful cooking. I would be the happiest man in the world if I can live in America and go home for lunch in Italy. But Mamma Mia, I'm getting too homesick. So I think I'm going to stop writing this letter, go next door to Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace, and I'll talk to my friend, the Pasquale.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter with you, Luigi? Your face is looking like it's lost its best friend.
Well, Pasquale, you remember our little town in Napoli? The green grass, the blue water. The funny little barns with the cows and the goats.
Oh, so that's your problem. You're suffering from a homesickness. That's what they call a neuralgia. You want to see your Mamma Mia?
Pasquale, better we not talk about it, huh?
Sure, that's it. You're just dying to go home and see everybody. Shake your hands with Uncle Mario. Shake your hands with Uncle Pietro. Milk the goat. That's going to be a milkshake.
Please, Pasquale, you're breaking my heart. If only I'm having enough for money to make a little visit.
Oh, Luigi, when I'm here, you sigh like this is a touch of me. Little over a year ago, I'm bringing you from all the country. How's about it? I'm going to see you go back in there for a little visit, eh?
Pasquale, no. You mean you're going to do this for me?
Sure, why not? Oh. 2 weeks of vacation during Easter. You close up your antique shop, you go on a nice big boat, and with my money, you're not going to travel ordinary like a first or second class.
No?
No. You're going to go with a captain where he's a steer the boat.
Sure.
You're going to go steerage.
But, Pasquale, how am I ever going to be able to pay you back?
You don't have to pay me back. Just do me one little favor.
A little favor?
Yes. When you go on the boat, just take along a little piece of baggage for me.
Sure, Pasquale. What the piece of baggage you want I should take?
My daughter, Rosa.
Pasquale, that's still not a baggage. That's a steamer trunk. I'm a no-go with the Rosa. She's a too fat for me.
You call her 250 pounds of fat. Rosa's just a little pudgy.
Is it too much a pudge?
Oh, stop it, after Luigi. Think of how nice is it going to be. You marry Rosa, you go on a honeymoon. She's going to eat the nothing but a ripe grape. By the time you get to Italy, she's going to lose 100 pounds.
Oh, no. If I'm an old Rosa, by the time we get back to America, she's going to find it again.
All right, you little fool. You think you're smart. Let me pound some sense into your stupid head.
Pound it some other time, Pasquale. Right now, I'm going to go to my night school class.
You want to go back home, don't you? Well, if you don't go with a Rosa, how you going to go?
I don't know, Pasquale. But when I go, I'm going to go on a boat, not the with a boat.
All right, class. Attention, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwood?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz? Oh, he's not here.
Stop! I'm glad you responded. Oh, you'll never guess what happened to me. Oh, how lucky I am. Here, everybody, have a cigar.
What's the happening, Schultz?
Do your wife have a baby?
No, in the street I found a box of cigars.
Smile, everybody. Here, Miss Spalding, you have a cigar, too.
Mr. Schultz.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. But take it now, smoke it out the class.
Please, let's have some order. Now, our history lesson for today is about the Pilgrims. As we all know, the Pilgrims came over in 1620. And, Mr. Schultz, can you tell me the name of the boat?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's hard for me to remember. I was such a little kid.
Oh, thank you, fellow boobers. I can hardly wait for Audrey to come back.
Mr. Schultz, please. Mr. Olson, can you tell me the name of the boat which brought the Pilgrims across?
Oh, the SS Pilgrim.
No, I see I must give you a hint. The name of the boat begins with May. Now, what comes after May?
June.
Mr. Schultz, please. Now, class, think. The Pilgrims came over on the May.
Oh, I know.
Yes, Mr. Olson?
They came over on the May tag.
The Maytag is a washing machine. How could they have come over on that? The Pilgrims came here on the Mayflower.
The Mayflower? That's a donut. That's better.
Please. Now, our next question. Who were the leaders of the Pilgrims? Mr. Basco?
Uncle Pietro and his ghost.
What? Mr. Basco, I notice you've been quiet all evening. Are you paying attention?
Yes, sir.
Very well. I'll ask you a simple question. What holiday do we associate with the Pilgrims?
Huh?
I'll help you out. When I say Turkey, what do you think of?
Rosa.
No, the answer is Thanksgiving. Mr. Basco, you're daydreaming.
That's right, Miss Spalding. I'm sorry. But I was just thinking about my Mamma Mia and about going home for a visit.
Oh, I know just how you feel, Mr. Basco. It's a natural feeling to get after you've been here for a while.
By jump in Yemeni, Luigi is homesick.
But that's impossible, Olsen. If he's here in night school, how can he be homesick?
Schultz, I'm got a funny feeling in my heart. I'm going to wish you so much I can go home for a little while.
Mr. Basco, why don't you buy a ticket and go back for the Easter vacation?
I'm going to got the money, Miss Spalding. I think only way I'm going to go home is to stow away on a boat.
Stow away? Oh, Luigi, don't do that. That's terrible. I remember my brother Ludwig. When he first came here from Austria, he was so homesick. He jumped on the first ship, hid himself in a lifeboat, and for 16 days he didn't stick out his head.
Did he get it to Austria?
How could he? Was on a Staten Island ferry. Why, Luigi?
Luigi, that would be nice if you could go home.
Yes, it would be.
No, wait, everybody. Into my head, an idea just popped.
Why don't we hold a raffle to pay for Luigi's trip to his mother?
Johnny, that was a good idea. We make a party and we charge $1 a ticket.
Good. What do you say, Luigi?
Oh, Glass, what am I going to say? I'm feeling so good, I don't know what to say.
Well, then it's all set. We'll hold a raffle next week. Now, what do we give away for a prize?
I got a good idea. A new Nash. I got a better idea. Old cash.
No, a car would be too expensive and money wouldn't be right.
Stop. I got it. Before we were talking about Thanksgiving. So, for my delicatessen, I donate a tom turkey weighing 15 pounds. And that's not counting my son.
Of course, that was really nice, but I don't think the price is big enough for $1. Just one tom turkey.
All right, I got the solution. I make it two turkeys. I throw in Tom's brother, Sam.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, what's the matter? You look so happy.
You stop yourself winning from a neuralgia?
Pasquale, I'm going to go to Italy.
Well, congratulations to my son-in-law. You decide to marry Rose after all, huh?
No.
Then how are you going to get to Italy? On a Marshall plan?
No, it's a Schuster plan. Pasquale, I'm going to have a raffle.
What's the matter? You crazy?
Pasquale, you know what is a raffle?
Sure. What do you think? I'm a stupid? A raffle is something a baby's holding as a teeth.
No, Pasquale. A raffle is a something where everybody is to take a chance to buy a ticket and a winner is to get a prize.
That's a pyramid club.
No, Pasquale. Is it going to be a big party? Everybody is going
to
be...
Why do you want to throw a party? A party, yes, for sure. It's a fine. Luigi, just to show you I'm not got in a hard feeling, how you like the party should be in my restaurant, and I'm going to take care of everything, eh?
Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa.
Stop her with a Rosa.
You think all the night long I'm just to lay awake and trying to figure out a way I can push a Rosa off onto you?
Don't answer that. Luigi, besides you making a party, I'm going to do something special else for you. I'm going to get one of the biggest singers in the country for your party.
You the rest for me, Pasquale?
Sure, he's a good friend of mine in the countryman. Name is Ralph DeAngelis.
Oh.
He's a singer for the Metropolitan.
The Metropolitan? He must be good.
What do you think? If a man is no good, he don't last long with such a big insurance company. Yeah, right now, he's a singer here with the Chicago.
But Pasquale, when am I going to get the money to pay such a great singer?
Stop worrying about the money. Go. Take a walk. I'm going to fix everything. Go.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
Go.
You're a real friend.
Goodbye. So he's a think he's going to Italy without my roast, huh? He's no got the money, he's no go to Italy. I'll fix him. Bravo, figaro, bravo, ministro. Bravo, figaro, bravo, ministro. Fortunatissima. Fortuna. Hello? Mr. DeAngelis? Ralph, it's your friend Pasquale. Oh, I'm fine. How you feeling? Good. Hey, Ralph, how you like to come and sing at a big party we're going to have soon, eh? Well, I know you're busy, but you're going to be paid very well. Huh? Ooh, say $250? Good. I've been looking forward to see you. Huh? Who's going to take care of the bill? Naturally, the fellow who's throwing the party. Your host, the Luigi Bosco.
Life with Luigi continues in just a moment. But first, it's Rosalind and Russell, Robert Cummings, and comedy on CBS Lux Radio Theater tomorrow night. The two famous screen stars will team up for Lux full-hour version of the sparkling motion picture success, What a Woman, with Miss Russell as the Wata who tries to find the right actor for a motion picture, and Mr. Cummings as the meek but handsome scholar she tries to turn into that actor. P.S. He only wrote the book she's trying to cast. And you'll find What a Woman, one of the merriest, busiest comedies you've ever heard. Lux Radio Theater is a regular Monday night feature on most of these same CBS network stations. And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, soon I'm going to see you, and we're going to bring back all the days together. Remember how I used to suck my thumb?
And when I was a little bambino, I used to fall off of the roof. Well, when I'm coming home, first the thing I'm going to do is to stick my thumb in my mouth. Climb up to the top of the roof and fall off again for you. Anyway, I'm going to sit here wondering how is it going with the raffle tickets for my party tomorrow when in is the come a shoot.
Luigi, my friend. Oh, you look so good, so wonderful. Like the top herring in a barrel.
Thanks, Schultz. How's it going with the raffle ticket?
Ooh, how handsome you look. A regular Casanova.
Oh, Schultz, tell me, how many tickets do you sell?
Luigi, you look so good. Four tickets.
Mamma mia. Is it look bad, huh, Schultz?
Smile, Luigi. Remember, behind every April shower is hiding Al Jolson. The trouble with you, Luigi, you are living too much by yourself. That's why you are so homesick.
But Schultz, what can I do?
Luigi, my friend, you come and live with me and my happy little family. Huh? It's so nice. We all sleep in a big bed. Me, my wife, my three children, my brother Ludwig, cousin Wolfgang, Uncle Hugo, and the newsboy, Chuck. We are the first ones to get the morning paper.
Thank you, Schultz. Thank you so much. But I think it's going to be so crowded.
Luigi, it's a big double bed. But if you come, we're going to let you sleep in it all by yourself.
And where everybody else is going to sleep?
Oh, we got a folding cot. Oh, what fun we have, Luigi. Every night we got a blanket party. We get up in the middle of the night and look for the party with the blanket.
Well, it looks like I'm not going to make that trip, huh?
Don't be such a pessimist, Luigi. Look, Pasquale is bringing you a wonderful singer for your party tomorrow, and there'll be enough money for you at least to make the trip to Italy.
But it shows how am I going to get the bath.
When you get there, you can sell more offer tickets. Okay, I have to go now. Goodbye, Luigi, and remember, smile! Oh, my rheumatism is
Mamma mia. Only four raffle tickets are sold. Looks like the only way I'm ever going to see Italy is if Italy is a coming here.
Don't be near me, Luigi. I never thought this party would turn out tonight.
Well, Austin, I'm glad you like it. I'm thank you for your help.
Mr. Basco.
Present to Miss Bond. I mean a hello. Are you having a good time?
Oh, wonderful. I'm certainly glad to see all of your friends here. Oh, hello, Mr. Harwood.
Hello, Miss Balding. Hello, Basco.
Hello.
My tonight's party.
Sure.
Oh, the Pasquale is such a stingy miser.
What's the matter, Schultz?
He tells everybody the drinks are in the house. Then he takes us into the kitchen and opens up the party. Luigi, tell me, how do you like your party? The big success, no?
But it should. If you sold the 212 tickets, where's all of the people?
Luigi, will you please stop worrying? People don't have to come here. We told them if they won the raffle, the turkey would be delivered.
Delivered?
In fact, Luigi, my turkeys are so well trained. As soon as they hear the winner's name, they're going to run right down to his house, rip off their feathers, jump into the presto cooker, and set the dial for 20 minutes.
Schultz, how is it possible that you sold so many tickets since yesterday?
Huh? Luigi, that's a great secret. I can't tell you. Does Macy tell Gimbal? Does IJ tell Fox?
Hey, Pasquale, there's that big singer friend of yours.
Don't worry, Schultz. That's my business. I promise the singer is going to be a singer.
But the people can't wait. I'm going to have to raffle off the turkeys now.
Attention, everybody.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. You know why we all came here. To help Luigi go to Italy to see his mama. But the other reason we came here is to win the turkey. But the big moment is here. And Miss Spalding is going to pick the winning number out of the hat. First, I shimmy them up.
All right, go ahead, Miss Spalding.
All right, Mr. Schultz, I'll close my eyes. Here you are.
The winner is Mr. 6 and 7/8. Keep boiling, you tar the label from the hat.
Why you don't throw away the first two tickets and make the third one the lucky one?
That's a good idea.
All right, we're going to do that. Miss Spalding, take out two tickets. One, two.
Yeah.
Now give me the winning ticket. Before I announce the winner of this raffle, I would like to say that these two turkeys were donated by me. They are the finest turkeys in the country, born and bred and raised on the best farm, and the highest price was paid for them in the market. And now the winner is... Church! Even now I got to eat my own worm! But as long as I want them, we're going to cook them here and eat them tonight!
Schuster, that was a wonderful fine turkey. I'm a never eaten so much in my life.
That's the right, Mr. Delicatessen, man. Even I'm got to admit it was a fine bird.
What kind of stuff did you use? Only the best. Chicken. But never mind that first money there for your big winner.
Well, he's a promise. Hey, that's a him now. Ralph Fidangelo.
Excuse me, everybody. Sorry I'm so late.
It's all right.
Pasquale, my friend, how are you?
I'm a fine, Ralph. We're having a good time. Hey, Ralph, this is a Luigi Bosco. Fellows are going to Italy soon to see his mom.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. D'Angelo.
Thank you.
Hey, Ralph, how's about a little wine, eh?
Sure. Good for the throat. Anything special you wanted me to sing?
Well, please, maybe you know a nice little song about a fellow who's like to visit his home where he's born?
Hey, I know, Ralph. How's about come back to Sorrento?
Good.
Oh, that's a good.
That's a perfect song. Come back to Sorrento.
Okay. Hey, Tony, come on. Stop eating. Push up in the squeezer box.
Vido mare quanto è bello, spire tanto sentimento. Dimma tu chi ti è la mente, sacchietà tu fai su me. E guarda buoni tu cervina, e siendati e si chiuda l'ancia, e non profuma tutti fino ad in tuo cuore che ne va. Ma tu dici parco dia e poi un pane da stupore già sapere.
Pasquale, when do you think I can catch you the next boat?
Say you like this dog, eh, Luigi?
Yes, Pasquale. How am I ever going to thank you?
By paying this little bill.
A bill? $250 for the Angelus. But Pasquale, you're a friend of mine. You say you take care of everything.
Oh, sure, I'm going to take care. The regular price of a singing is $500. I get it before you half the price.
But Pasquale, all I'm only got from a raffle is a $212. Now I'm not only not going to make my trip, but I'm going to get $38 to pay Mr. DeAngelis.
Luigi, I'm going to take care of everything just like I've promised before. It's a one road out for you, Rosa.
Pasquale, that's still not a road. It's a detour.
You want to see your mama? You want to have a Mr. D'Angelis to shoot a Sue?
What do you say, my son?
All right, the papa.
I'm going to call her the blush of the bride. Rosa! 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 Come here, Rosa. Come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Rosa, you and Luigi, you started to stuck closer to each other. What do you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play leapfrog?
Now, listen, you two lovebirds, you go on away, you two lovebirds.
Pardon me, Pasquale. I would like to say I have too low to leave.
Oh, sure, Ralph. You got to go. I suppose you want your money?
Oh, no, Pasquale. I won't take money for singing at a little part like this.
What?
Besides, Mr. Busco is a friend of yours.
What a friend? I never see him before in my life. That's my worst enemy. I hate him.
Oh, Pasquale, you always had a good sense of humor. Well, Mr. Busco, have a nice trip.
Thank you so much, Mr. Angelus. He ought to sing, and it was the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everybody.
Goodbye. You see, Luigi, I keep on my promise. Do you manage to sing for nothing?
You're right, Pasquale. You kept to your promise. I'm going to keep a mind.
Good. The Rosie's ready to sail with you on April the 15th. How's it that?
Fine. April the 15th.
Good.
1998. So goodbye, Pop. So, Mamma Mia, even though Raffaella Party is a big success, I'm not going home after all. I'm going to find out how so many Raffaella tickets was sold in one day. 200 was bought by Schultz, Olsen, Horowitz, and Miss Spaulding. $50 each. I know you don't like I should take this money, Mamma Mia, so I'm going to give it back. I'm even offered to pay Schultz for the two turkeys, but he's a good friend. He's to say no. I should pay for what I'm eat. So I'm just to pay him for what I'm eat. Just to want to thank you. Funny thing is, Mamma Mia, I'm not the homesick anymore. But I think I'm going to find out the bigger thing about the life. Home is not the land. Home is not the place. Home is where a man is to find the people who love him. Good night, Mamma Mia. Your loving son, Luigi Bosco, the little immigrant.
Once with Luigi, stars Jay Terrell-Nash as Luigi Bosco with Alan Regis, for Charlie, and as a Cy Howard production. Directed to by Max Bennett. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.